Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live from the world's new media capital and hometown of actors Angela Bassett, Patrick Wilson, and Monica Raymond, St. Petersburg, Florida. Like movie star Christian Slater has at last found solid footing on network television. His ABC series, The Forgotten, got off to an admittedly slow start in the ratings when it debuted last fall, but the network stuck with it and so has a growing audience. Now the show stands to get a boost from the addition of a familiar face, Alicia Cuthbert, who we saw grow up over 8 seasons, or days if you will, of the Fox series 24. She's joining The Forgotten as of Tuesday, February 9th, in the recurring role of Maxine Denver. Here.
Sometimes life comes crashing down around you. All new ABC Tuesday.
Well, hurt.
She lost the one person she loved the most.
My brother. He didn't jump off that building.
From producer Jerry Bruckheimer comes the team to turn to.
We solve crimes. We speak for the victims.
Alicia Cuthbert joins the cast.
What do I need to do?
ABC's The Forgotten. All new Tuesday at 10, 9 central after an all new Lost on ABC.
The sound you just heard is a million Alicia fanboys around the world giving thanks to God. Christian and Alicia, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you
so much for having us.
My pleasure. Listen to the enthusiasm on these two. You do know you're out promoting and dealing with journalists all day, right?
We listened to the whole intro and, we got all tingly.
I mean, I couldn't help it.
Good for you guys. Thank you. Christian, you are a primetime babe magnet. First, Michelle Borth, who was on one of the first Mr. Media radio shows 3 years ago and is still one of the most downloaded. And now, Alicia, you are a lucky man.
Oh, I'm grateful and thank you. I'm a humble servant and grateful to be alive.
I think we're the lucky ones. I think Michelle and I would definitely have to say that. He's a great guy.
Is he really? Now, come on, tell the truth. He's not listening.
No, honestly.
Right, let me leave the room for a second.
No, he really is. Really is. I have nothing but good things to say and report. So it's been a great time.
Well, that's excellent. And Christian, let me ask you, how does her arrival shuffle or reshuffle the deck on The Forgotten?
Well, what was great is when her name came up, she and I had worked together before on a film a couple of years ago called He Was a Quiet Man, and it was a very interesting film, and the work we had to do on that was very intimate and very intense, and I think we developed a great deal of trust and hopefully respect for each other. I mean, I was certainly blown away by her professionalism and her focus, and I actually ended up learning a great deal from her in that particular experience. So having her come aboard here was a joy. And when she showed up, I mean, she was just so ready and injected the whole show and situation with such enthusiasm and energy and charisma. And her character, I think, is great. I mean, her name's Maxine. It's perfect. And I've kind of nicknamed her Tinkerbell because she's got such an inner glow.
Yeah.
It's not the blonde hair, right?
Well,
maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
of
probably a combo. Sure.
And Alicia, I imagine this was not the first show you've been offered. I mean, you're already on the 24. Why The Forgotten and why now?
Good question. Yeah, and that is true. I mean, I think when you come from a show like 24, the bar is raised quite high. And I try and go with my heart and what characters, speak to me. And working with Christian before, I knew I was coming into an environment that was going to be, it was going to be a professional place and it was going to be a lot of fun, and he's just so wonderful. So that helped. But I liked what these guys were doing, you know, and the fact that I was lucky enough to get asked to play this part and be a part of this group, I mean, it all seemed to kind of fit together for me and at the time. So it's a little bit about timing and having high hopes and expectations for, you know, where I belong in TV. And coming from 24, The Forgotten was just seemed to fit.
And let me follow that with, as speaking of timing, how do these two shows fit together for you? Are you done filming for 24? Is there anything left for you to shoot there?
No, I am. My commitments with 24 are completed now, and the season has started and is in full effect right now for them. And my episode for The Forgotten, where I come into the group, will be on this Tuesday, the 9th.
10 o'clock, ABC.
10 o'clock, exactly. So I'm very lucky that my sole focus and energy is able to be here. And all I have to worry about is doing the best job I can with Maxine and being here at The Forgotten.
Quickly, can you go back to 24 in the future? If obviously you can't tell us how the season ends, but is that door still open?
Yeah, I think the door is still open, but now it's a little bit trickier for them because they've got to work around The Forgotten.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of which, Christian, for listeners who may not have yet seen the show, and shame on them if they have not, but can you explain a little bit about who The Forgotten in the title are?
Well, since I joined onto this show, I didn't actually know that there were 40,000 John and Jane Doe cases across the country, thousands of new cases every year, and that there were actually people out there that do what we do on the show. The police don't have the time or the manpower to solve each and every case that they get, so what they do is they give them to volunteers, people like you and me, who are willing to go that extra mile to do everything they can to get these people back their names and give the family some closure. And since we started, I had a feeling that we had a real opportunity here to do something quite unique and quite special and to use our slot in prime time to make a real difference in some people's lives. And I'm happy to report that we just got information yesterday that we did play a significant role in doing just that. A woman named Paula Beverly Davis went missing 20 years ago in 1987. Her sister Stephanie was watching an episode of The Forgotten. She stayed tuned to watch the PSA that ABC was so gracious enough to put on after the show for an organization called NamUs.gov. She typed in the information about her sister, and her sister Paula Davis was positively identified in 2009, December 11th.
Wow, it's quite a story, isn't it? I had just seen that a few minutes before we went on, and it's pretty amazing when a TV show can have that impact on something.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any other show right now that
that does that
or actually has the ability to make a genuine, real difference in people's lives. So to get the opportunity to not only be on TV, to be on a show that I'm proud of, but to make a significant difference in people's lives and actually genuinely give closure to a family is the best wrap gift.
Absolutely. Yeah, the best wrap gift we could get. I mean, and it validates what we're doing over here, too, within the scripts, because she was identified by a unique tattoo that she had. It was a unicorn and a red rose. And, you know, we've touched on those things in the season, and it's just... It feels good that we're not only helping and we're also being authentic. It's just it's a very cool thing.
Well, you know, in fairness, I have, before we go, I have to point out that John and Kate plus 8 did give closure to that family.
Interesting. how it can work. That's true if you're going to point out an example. But, you know, the amazing thing about this is I guess awareness levels. I mean, that's really the I think that's the key, and that's the answer to probably everything in life. I mean, like, when I started this show, I didn't know anything about these kinds of organizations, and my level of awareness was raised through Jerry Bruckheimer and through the people that I've worked with here, and it's just interesting to see the power of television and actually what it can do in a positive way.
Yeah.
Well, folks, before we completely run out of time, let me tell you, you can see Alicia Cuthbert's debut alongside Christian Slater and Michelle Borth in The Forgotten this Tuesday, February 9th at 10 p.m. and then every Tuesday thereafter. And catch up on episodes that you may have missed at abc.com. I hope you guys will tell Michelle I said hello, and thank you so much for being on Mr. Media today.
Thank you very much. We absolutely will.
Thank you,
Ben. Good luck.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And folks, for more interviews with your favorite TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Scrubs, Ugly Betty, Parks and Recreation, Friday Night Lights, Castle, and many more. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.